The covenant blessing that Jacob had obtained by fraud was solemnly pronounced by Isaac, the blind patriarch. Thinking that he was speaking to Esau, his elder son, Isaac said, "May God give you of heaven's dew and of earth's richness, an abundance of corn and new wine. May nations serve you, and peoples bow down to you. Be lord over your brothers. May those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed." After Isaac had finished speaking, Jacob went away. He had scarcely left his father's presence than his brother Esau came in from hunting. Esau prepared some tasty food and brought it to his father, saying, "My father, sit up and eat some of my game, so that you may give me your blessing." Disconcerted, Isaac exclaimed, "Who are you?" "I am your firstborn, Esau," he answered. Isaac began to tremble and said, "Who was it then that hunted game? I ate it just before you came, and I blessed him, and he will be blessed." Isaac probably realized at last that his wish to make Esau his successor in the covenant promises was contrary to God's will. Esau burst out with a loud and bitter cry and said, "Bless me too, my father." Isaac answered, "Your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing." Esau replied, "Isn't he rightly named Jacob, the supplanter? He has deceived me these two times. He took my birthright, and now he has taken my blessing." Then he asked, "Haven't you reserved any blessing for me?" Isaac answered, "I have made him lord over you, and have made all his relatives his servants. I have sustained him with corn and new wine. So what can I possibly do for you, my son?" Esau wept aloud. "Do you have only one blessing? Bless me too, my father." So Isaac, speaking prophetically, said, "Your dwelling will be away from the earth's riches, away from the dew of heaven above. You will live by the sword, and you will serve your brother. But when you grow restless, you will throw his yoke from off your neck." The blessings given by Isaac to his two sons speak prophetically of what was going to happen to the descendants of these two brothers. The New Testament refers to this in the Epistle to the Hebrews, saying that Isaac had blessed his sons in regard to the future. And indeed, Esau's descendants lived in a country that was dry, rocky, and barren, while the land of Canaan, where Jacob's descendants, the Israelites, lived, was a remarkably fertile country. As the mountains of Edom were not suitable for farming, the inhabitants of these regions lived by the sword. Throughout its whole history, this ancient country was at times enslaved to Israel, and at others able to shake off Israel's yoke. Isaac had hoped to give Esau the greater blessing, but Jacob, in spite of his manifest shortcomings, was the one that God had chosen. Later, by the grace of God, Jacob became a real spiritual leader with unshakable faith. But first, trials and sorrows, as well as blessings, awaited him. Esau began to hate Jacob and spoke of killing him as soon as their father Isaac had died. Rebekah was told about Esau's intentions, so she sent for Jacob and said, "Your brother Esau is consoling himself with the thought of killing you. Now do what I say. Flee at once to my brother Laban. Stay with him for a while until your brother's fury subsides. I'll send word to you when you can come back." Then Rebekah talked to her husband. "I'm weary with life because of these Hittite women that Esau has married," she said. "If Jacob takes a wife from among the women of this land, my life will not be worth living." Isaac agreed with her, so he called for Jacob, saying, "Do not marry a Canaanite woman. Go at once to your mother's country and take a wife for yourself from among the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful. May he give you and your descendants the blessing of Abraham." Then Isaac sent Jacob on his way. Esau heard that his father had sent Jacob to take a wife from among the daughters of Laban, because he did not want him to marry a Canaanite woman. So he went to his uncle Ishmael, Abraham's son and Isaac's half-brother, and took his daughter to be his third wife. Next episode, Jacob's dream.